hate your significant other's bad habit. I think we all do, right? We have something. Nobody's perfect. Is it fair to give them an ultimatum? Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
By the way, special shout out to my parents and my grandparents, my Grandma Foster and my Papa, who are listening right now to my show. I don't think they've ever been in the car while our show's been on to hear it live. So
wow, then we better do a good job.
I know. So you have to call in so that my parents see that we actually do have listeners on this show, you know, more than like three.
Hold on, let's get the first call. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Oh, no.
833-JOE-ALEX. Ultimatums and your significant other.
We got this email. And you can email us, by the way, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And it pretty much says this. My fiance chews regularly, like dips. I assume that's what they mean.
Okay, chewing tobacco.
Yeah, like chewing tobacco. And smokes socially if we go out. I think both are so nasty and disgusting, and I really wish he wouldn't do it for multiple reasons. I've expressed this to him in a calm and rational way. Mm-hmm. Sure you have. But it just ends up in a fight. Does anyone else have this problem? But also, does anybody else, I guess they were kind of wondering, have a situation like that where they kind of a thought about throwing out the, like, an ultimatum for a bad habit, a disgusting habit, is something that your partner does?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is she's saying, I brought it up in a calm, calm, respectful way. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she didn't say, like, stop doing that, blah, blah.
Right.
She's like, hey, can you, you know.
But chewing tobacco is tobacco. That is something that he is addicted to. So, of course, he's not going to respond back in a calm and respectful way. Like, he's addicted to that. You can't just say, hey, I would really like it if you just didn't do it. And he just says, okay. Like, first of all, you're going to have to go through the process of helping him get over this bad habit. Nicotine patches or whatever.
No, I can see that about helping, but let's say her situation, and you can comment both on what you think she should do in this situation with the nicotine, the chewing tobacco, and also the smoking cigarettes socially when they go out to the bars. But just in general, if you think it's okay to kind of set an ultimatum, I guess technically you can set an ultimatum in friendships, in relationships, with anybody, but you have to realize there's two choices. You either stick to what the consequence is,
yeah,
or you go back and they just push past it.
You do have to stick with it. And if he is your fiance, I don't know what the ultimatum is, though. I don't know if it's you either quit this habit or we're not getting married or what your ultimatum is for him. I give ultimatums all the time.
Like, what are some ultimatums that you've given?
I mean, I was talking to someone and I told them, like, basically, are we going to be official or not? Are we going to date and actually have a relationship? Or are we just, like, messing around here? Like, just dwindling our thumbs, taking our sweet time. You need to make a decision or I'm out. I am done. I'm never talking to you again. And guess what? He couldn't make a decision, so he said, I'm done.
To be fair,
have not spoken to him since.
That was the second date.
No, it wasn't. But that's after actually a few months.
Yeah.
But in those situations, Joe is right. If you are saying to your significant other that they need to do something or, like, you're going to do something else like that, then you do have to stick with it. Because the reason why they're probably constantly getting away with it and never changing is because you are letting them get away with it. 833-JOE-ALEX. Call us. We're talking about ultimatums in your significant others. Is it fair?
I think it within reason, depending on what it is. It depends, like, if it's something that's going to kill them. Like, yeah, like if Lindsay smokes cigarettes, I'm like, you need to stop. Even if she did that after we got married or going into it, I think eventually you can bring it up at a certain point. But I think there's certain things I wonder, for example, my wife will kill me for this. I'm really proud of her not doing it. Whether it's a nervous thing or whatever, occasionally she'll bite your nails. I'm like, what are you doing biting your nails? Are you a 2-year-old? You can't do that. Like, stop.
Have you ever done an ultimatum with the nail biting?
I thought about it, but Alex, I've learned, and I'm not going to talk about past experiences because they're embarrassing, but I've thrown an ultimatum or two out in a relationship, and guess what happened to those relationships?
What?
They dumped me.
Ooh.
The relationship was over. So all I'm saying is,
because they'd rather bite their nails than be with you?
Well, no, my wife's still with me, even though she's nibbling on her little thummy thumbs and her little pinky. But when you throw that ultimatum out there, you better know that two things could happen, and one may not be what you want it to be.
That's true.
I mean, worst case, the relationship could be over. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We will talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Can you give your significant other an ultimatum? I mean, if they're doing something like a really annoying habit, maybe an unhealthy habit, the case that we got with this email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, if you ever want to send us something that we could talk about. Her significant other dips or chews, you know, just the chewing tobacco in the mouth thing. But occasionally when they go out socially, he likes to smoke. She's like, you got to stop that. She's thinking about giving him an ultimatum. And we're just saying, listen, you can do that, but you better be careful when you actually throw that ultimatum out there, because that could blow up in your face.
Ooh, true.
Let's go to the phones this morning, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, and see what Kaylee has to say. Hi, Kaylee. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What do you think about this ultimatum? Is it a good idea, bad idea?
Yes and no. Okay, so I feel very strongly about ultimatums because, like you guys said, you cannot give an ultimatum unless you are 100% ready to completely follow through with that, and if that means ending things, then so be it. But on that same note, if he was chewing or smoking when they first met, I don't think she has the right to give him an ultimatum.
Ooh, why?
That's kind of something that you accept when you start dating with someone. And if you felt strongly about that, you know, from the beginning, you should have said something or not continued seeing him. So I know when I met my fiance, I smoked, and he bit or chewed, whatever you want to call it. And, I did not like that he chewed. So I said, is there anything else that you can do that maybe is, like, you're still going to get your, you know, your nicotine delivery method, but not quite as disgusting? So he actually switched to, like, pouching, which is similar but not as nasty. But I wasn't ready to give him an ultimatum, so I didn't. I just asked, is there anything else you could do? But I don't think if he did all of that when they started dating, she doesn't have a right to give him an ultimatum.
Okay. Hey, Kaylee, thank you for calling in. Now, Jessica, this is interesting. I want to talk to Jessica. It says on my screen, you've given an ultimatum. Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, the recent one, it's been about a month and a half. He was drinking, and it was just too much. He was spending too much money. We'd get into arguments, and I was like, listen, you either stop or we're done. And he stopped, and he realized, he's like, I can't lose you, and so it's been about a month and a half, going on 2 months probably. And then also, yeah, when we did start dating, he was smoking and chewing. And I used to smoke when I was younger, and, you know, I was like, the smell just gets to me. So I was like, can you pick the chewing or smoking, preferably chewing, because that one doesn't smell. And so he stopped the smoking. Now he stopped the drinking, and now we're just, I mean, he stopped the chewing. He's still smoking now, but it's started with all three, and now we're down to one.
I don't know which one would be worse for me. I definitely wouldn't want to date somebody that does either, but my friend Ashley just went out on a first date the other night with a guy who chewed, and she found this out by after their date, they wrapped up, and they were still wanting to talk and stuff, so he came over. They were sitting on her couch, and he asked her for a cup. She's like, okay, you want some water or something? He's like, no. She gets a cup for him, so he puts his dip in and is sitting there spitting in her cup, and when he's done, he just hands it to her like, here, you can wash this. Isn't that disgusting?
That's funky.
It is disgusting because they keep them all over the place. It's a water bottle, pretty much anything, and it's just brown now.
Yes, and she was
some
horrified.
People don't know that they dip if it's really small.
Yep.
So.
Hey, thank you for calling in. I'm glad to hear that worked out for you. I kind of wonder, though, if it's still happening behind her back, not to be a negative Nancy or anything, but, I mean, maybe he's not doing it in front of her, but you think he could just totally cold turkey quit doing all that stuff?
I don't know.
Shelby, we'll wrap up with you here on the Joe and Alex Show. You think it's not fair to set an ultimatum. Why?
I don't think it's fair because I feel like when you give somebody the ultimatum of, like, oh, it's you or this habit, you're kind of putting yourself on this pedestal and kind of using yourself. It's almost like a manipulation. Like, I know personally, I would never want somebody to give me an ultimatum because it would just feel like a controlled thing.
What if it was for your own good, though, Shelby? Like, legit, I think of, like, intervention, like an ultimatum. But if I was, like, a raging alcoholic, like, what if my wife gave me an ultimatum? I don't think that's her being more powerful than me. It's like, dude, you're a drunk. We got to get you fixed.
But, like you just said, we have to get you fixed. A relationship is about teamwork, not saying if you don't fix yourself, like, we're done. Relationships are, like, they're totally built on teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. So if you're going to bail on somebody because they're struggling with something, I mean, again, that's not really fair.
All right. That's very interesting, Shelby. Thank you for calling in. I in general, would not do ultimatums, but Alex, you like to throw them out there.
I do. And I disagree that she's saying, like, giving an ultimatum is saying you have to make it all about you. Like, I don't need an ultimatum to make it all about me. I just do that anyway.
Yeah, nothing has to be an ultimatum with Alex.